there's an interesting teshuvah by the Tzitzit Ezer in his Ramat Rachel, where he talks about some of the laws surrounding Bikur Cholim. So he discusses in his opening paragraph there the whole concept of going to doctors at all and using medicine. And he gives us the proper Torah approach to both those things. There was a king called Asa. The Navi has claims on Asa that he went to doctors in order to get healed. Now there's a machloket amongst the Rishonim exactly what the sin of Asa is by going to a doctor. It seems that Abinu Bahya and Chavot Levavot learns that he put his faith in God and the doctors. That means he should have put his faith totally in Borei Olam, even though he was allowed to go to the doctor. But he should have trusted that it's Borei Olam that gives the doctor the wisdom, and the doctor's only the messenger. But Asa, who was a big Sadiq, so they judged him on a strict level, the claim against him was that he believed in God, of course, but he also put some faith in human beings. The Ramban, on the other hand, and the Ibn Ezra, take an even more severe approach. They said that Asa, on his level of bitachon in God, shouldn't have gone to doctors at all. He should have just wrote it out, maybe go to the local prophet and speak to him and get the proper berachot, but he had no need to go to doctors. Lema'aseh, he comes out that of course it is permissible, especially for us on our level of bitachon, to go to a doctor to seek out his advice, but one must always remember that the doctor is only a messenger from God. The Gemara, Avodah Zarah, clearly says that every sickness has a certain amount of time that one has to go through it, and the Torah said, the Gemara says that God announces the day that a person is going to be healed, that's already predestined, and he also announces through who the person is going to be healed by. Jeez, even the doctor is part of the calculation, but one has to remember that it's not the doctor. The doctor is merely a messenger from God. Even when one takes medicine, one should remind himself that it's not the medicine that gives healing, it's God that gives the healing powers through the medicine. One should not get fooled into thinking that human beings have any power or medicines have any power without Borei Olam's will to heal. It should be pointed out that there used to be a sefer called Sefer HaRefuot, where it had all the remedies of every disease. Hezkiah HaMelech took that Sefer HaRefuot and he put it in Ginizah. He stored it away. We don't know where this book is anymore, because people started to come and believe in the book and in the remedies of the book, and they started to weaken their faith in God. So I saw interesting, one of the Sefarim, the Tashbesh brings down, that this Sefer HaRefuot, this book of all the remedies, was actually given to Noah after he came off the Teba. Noah lived on the Teba for a year. There was bad smell on the Teba. He lived with demons, it says, and spirits. And they came off the Teba sick, between all the different, who knows, the disease that was on the Teba. So it says one of the angels came to him and took him to Gan Eden and brought him the Sefer HaRefuot, which is the remedies of all different diseases, and he used it, and they passed it on from generation to generation. When Hezkiah saw that the people started to rely on the book, and they said, well, I don't have to pray to God, just get the remedy book, look at the refuah, take two of these, one of those, this herb and that herb, and you'll be okay. He saw that it's causing the people to have less imunah. Last but not least, he says in the same teshuvah, that sometimes sickness comes because of sin, and therefore, as we learned yesterday, one should make teshuvah, and sometimes it comes because God wants him to lose a certain amount of money. Sometimes sickness is about the money, which is God wants to take a person down a little in his monetary level, so he gets them sick. So therefore, the doctor bills and the medicines that he have to pay and the co-payments and all that, that sometimes is the gezerah, but God brings it through sickness. Or a person, he says, you have to pay the doctor bills. And a guy doesn't pay his doctor bills, so it could be he'll still remain sick, because the whole thing was in order that he pays the bills. So therefore, one should, in summary, everybody should be healthy. But Chas v'Shalom, if there is sickness, one should understand that it comes from Borei Olam, and he's allowed to go to a doctor, but the doctor's only a messenger, and even the medicine that he takes, he has to remember that the medicine's also a messenger from God. He has to make teshuvah, pay his bills, and Be'ezat Hashem, he'll have refuah shlemah.